Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Tet Vav, and we are holding on the second line of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar kabe Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zira, "Haytam marchatz marchetzet b'imot hachama, ve'inam marchetzet b'imot hagishamim." So what is the din during the winter when the merchatz was not active? Are all of the dinim still true that in the outside room, in the inside room, the middle room, it's exactly the same thing, or is it perhaps mutter when no one's around to say dvarim shebekedusha? So Rabbi Zira told him, "Amar lei, merchatz is merchatz. It doesn't matter whether it's doing a job in merchatz. Afa b'she'en amarchetzet, it's still a merchatz. And a bathroom is a bathroom, even though it's not a bathroom. Of course, it's a toilet room. Beit hakisei is a beit hakisei. It doesn't matter whether there's any filth in it. Afa b'she'en botzoah." It's exactly the same halacha l'gabi dvarim shebekedusha and all of the dinim of Kriyat Shema or Anachat Tefillin or Chalitza Tefillin or Tefila or Amirat Shalom are all nogea exactly the same way, whether it's currently active or not. Mar Uchva Aman, Ahan Chazira, you should know that a chazer walking down the street is the equivalent of a bathroom walking down the street. He's a beit kisei mitutalu. He's a moving toilet bowl. Because since a chazer is so filthy, for all intents and purposes, he has a din of a chamber pot coming down the street. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asked, "What about the Hansarara da Agev Yama Mahu? What would be the din? We have all of the piles of garbage that are washed up and they stink at the edge of the sea. This is stinking sea life and so on. It's an awful smell, but does it have the same din of Tsoa or not?" Omar Rabbi Ami the Asya, Rabbi Ami was a doctor, said, "Well, Rabbi Yirmiyah paskened like this, that if they're in front of you, ma'avele the filius, you have to cover them over with something in order not to see it, and you put like a handkerchief or something over it, ve'in samchin ilui, and even if you don't see it, the truth is you're not allowed to be close to it. Samchin means to be smuchin, to say a davar shebekedusha, because you have to have four amot between you and the tzor, and this has a din of tzor." Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiyah, ochel ben achilat arayim, another halacha of the dinim of tefillin, would be that you're allowed to eat an achilas arayim, but you're not allowed to eat achilat keva, because we're afraid that you may get a little bit high in the se'uda, and that's not covered for your tefillin. You may act in a way that's inappropriate for wearing tefillin. Achilas arayim. On the other hand, we don't have a chashash of shichrut. And the din is also yoshen bem shinat arayim. You're allowed to sleep for a little while, but eino yoshen bem shinat keva, because we're afraid of flatulence that you may release in your sleep, which is a bizayon for your tefillin. Shinat arayim, we're not makbid on for that reason. Now, some learn, itere itani, yet mivorech pa'am achat, some learn that you make your bracha once on the tefillin and eat tinu yitani. Others say that you have to be mivorech on them twice. And what is that supposed to mean? So the bride that says, man damar pa'am achat, I mean, that makes sense. You put on your tefillin and you make a bracha. Man yamar, what about the bride that says that mivorech shtei pa'ami, what would that mean? I mean, achal li'in an aloy, if you forgot and you ate, and you ate an achilat keva while they were on you. So what he's saying is that even if you didn't take off your tefillin, you're still mechuyev because of esach hadat to make a brocha again. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Kaim Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Rabba Bar Yirmiyah says that the brayta was talking about brocha ben achilas arayim, and it's coming to tell me that achilas arayim, the first brayta, is not considered to be esach hadat, and therefore there's a chiddush. It's not stam, he said, to only be mivorech once. He was saying, if you ate, you don't have to be chazer mivorech. The second right is saying, if you ate, however, keva, then it's considered to be esach hadas. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiyah says that lo yikanes adam lebet hamayim usfaravu tvilav yadav. A person should not go even in to urinate. Now, the question is bet hamayim not mean a normal bet hakisei? Because it's talking that somebody went in only to urinate and not actually to use the bathroom, which is the way that some learn. Or the Haredim says that a Beit HaKisei has another, there's a synonym for Beit HaKisei, which is Beit HaMayim. Because the truth is, of course, that you can urinate And the shaila is over here, what a beit hamayim means. It's a makom that is miyuchet for hatalat mayim. Wearing his tefillin here and carrying his svarim, you know, it seems to be mashma even if he's just holding it. So Rabbi Yochanan could have a sifra b'yodei, if he's holding some sefer, have yodei l'chorani, he would give it to another person. And could have tefillin eluyei, when he was had his tefillin on him, so then avi koyimbon, he would leave them when he would go to urinate, and he wouldn't take them off, which shows, says the Gemara, argues on Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah from the Brayta, Madrita Pliga, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, because it says, Nichnas Abba, Lebeit HaMayim, Utvilov Beyada. He can walk in to urinate wearing his tefillin. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Kain Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, he will explain that the Brayta is talking about, that Kan Biyochol Olof Shan, and one case is talking about, in this price, it's talking about where he could put his tefillin on again after he comes out of the bathroom, meaning that there's still time before Shkia to put your tefillin back on. So over there, what they said was that, okay, if that's the case, then they should be ready to wear as soon as you come out. But if you couldn't put them back on after you come out, in other words, it's very close to the end of the day. So over there, you can't bring them into the Beit HaKisei, because the Lachain, if you want to tell me that you're allowed to bring them in, even if you don't have time, so then, if he's not going to be able to be b'kayim a mitzvah with them, why in the world should he bring them into the Beit HaKisei? So therefore, it makes sense to say that the two cases are different. And the truth is that the heter used to be ubiquitous, that b'rishonah, what happened was like this. They first were makbid to take off tefillin and give it to somebody else when they would use the bathroom. And then people would take them, would steal them. And are you not limotam borchim? His tefillin were valuable. So yitkinu shum minichin bichurin. They would be able to put them into windows that were, windows, remember, mean holes in the wall that were not open into the Rosh Hashanah of the Beit HaKisei, but open into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And then that horrible story where the guy committed suicide because this whore went and took the tefillin and came into his base of Medrash, and she said, well, you know, this is what the guy paid me with, and, you know, I feel bad, you know, maybe you should find the guy who owes the tefillin. And when he heard that, he went up to the roof and jumped off. So yitkinu she'adam nichnas v'en biyado. So then they were martyrs, a heter, that you could go into the Beit HaKisei holding your tefillin, and that way there wouldn't be a chashash that someone would steal them from you. But now comes along Rabbi Yaakov, Barach b'shem Rabbi Zira, and say that it's not a heter across the board. It's just shehei b'yom kedei l'lof shan. Avolimein b'yom kedei l'lof shan. If you're not going to be able to put them on after you get out, then you're not allowed to bring them into the Beit HaKisei. Because the lachem, if you don't say that, the lachem is the im lo kein. It's like a shorthand. And you're going to tell me you can bring them in even if you're not going to be able to wear them afterwards. I mean, if you're no longer being osek in the mitzvah with them. So mitzvah lo avibon. So lamu mevazivon. Explain to me why we should give a heter that he should be able to wear them. Doesn't make sense. You bring them in, I mean, to Beit HaKisei. So what is the best thing to do in a case where you are wearing tefillin and you have to go to the bathroom? So Ma'esh, Barbara, the Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, Mand da'ava tav'ud, somebody who wants to really be noyeg in the best possible way, Oselem kis shel tefach. What he should do is he should make a special container, and that container should have a tefach Chol, and Tefach Chol gives it a din of a separate rishus, and that way you put your tefillin in there before you go into the Beit HaKisei, and that way you're shomer and you're notam alibo. You wear them with a strap across your chest. Matam shivit Hashem nenegdi tamid. Anyway, we said before that you need a guf naki, and that's led us into all discussion of Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Eliezer, and so on. So getting back to the guf naki, Taman Amrina, they say in both of them, my son, that kol she'eino ke'alisha bal kanafayim, lo yilbash tefillin. Anybody who can't keep a guf naki, the way Elisha bal kanafayim, there's a famous story where Rome was gozer against wearing tefillin, and they said anybody that's caught wearing tefillin will slam his tefillin right through his skull into his brain. So, and this guy, Elisha, he used to always wear tefillin. And one time, he sees a Roman policeman in the street, and he grabs his tefillin off, but the Roman noticed that he had taken off his throne. So he runs after him, chases him, draws his gun, and says, okay, what are you holding in your hands? Me? Hand? Oh, I'm wearing a Kanfei Yonah. And Yonah Shal Zahav, basically, because he thought of this as the one because the Yonah, mitzvahs are like the wings of the Yonah that are Shomer on Yisrael. And it says Kanfei Yonah that are covered with gold and tefillin. So he figured, okay, he'll use that as an excuse. And the Roman said, let me see. And sure enough, that was what he was holding in his hands, Beterach Nes. So because of that, they used to use him as the model for the Hakapot and the mitzvah tefillin. And he was called Elisha Bala Kanafayim because he had the Kanfei Yonah for the Zahav. So anyway, if you can't have your body that clean, so then you shouldn't be wearing tefillin at all. And furthermore, says Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Lo yikanes adam lebet ha-kvarot v'yas ha-trachav sham. So this is a halacha, that you shouldn't be noyeh kalas rosh lebet ha-kvarot because of the covet of the mason. It has nothing to do with the din, the partials of anything to do with tefillin. And in fact, this is a halacha. You're not supposed to use a bet ha-kvarot for a bathroom. V'yimasakein, to be zoyant to the mason, to do that. Now, in Dolma, we know there was a maysa with Rabbi Chiya Rabba and Rabbi Yonatan, that they were at the funeral, were walking in front of the mita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yossi bar Lekunya to be malave. And Rabbi Yonatan, in order for Rabbi Yonatan to get to the place where they were dug, the kever for him, he was jumping over the kvarim. Oh, mother, Rabbi Chiya Rabba, Gedon, Inon Neymar, you know. You know what the mason are saying, watching you do your little acrobatics over here? Lamochar in Gaban. Tomorrow they're going to be one of us, you know. And now, they're mavaza us like the Svina Meikimah. A chutzpah. And my life, Rabbi Yonatan said, what? What do they know? They're dead. The Chachman in a Kuma, that they understand something. Lord King Ktiv, doesn't it say, Va'amaitim, enemy of Vima Uma? They don't know anything. And my life said, Rabbi Chia, you know, you're a really smart kid. Mikrot atayodea. Apparently somebody taught you how to read. But Lidrosh ain't tell you there. To understand what you're reading, you have no idea. Because the meaning of the pasuk, you take a look at SP in context. It says, Ki ha-chayim yodim shiyamut. What is that referring to? Obviously, the chayim yodim shiyamut. What it's saying is, tzaddikim, who are truly alive, that ifilu bavitatan kruyim chayim, they indeed, yodim shiyamut, they take it to heart that they are going to die. And therefore, they're careful how they act and they use every moment of their lives. Hamitim enam yadim u'uma doesn't mean in context the dead. It means we're shayim. We are always dead, even when they're alive. And they don't know anything, meaning to them, you don't have to be careful how you use your time. Everything is fine. You're going to live forever anyway. Therefore, it has nothing to do with the pasuk, which is referring to people that are not literally dead. And by the way, minayim shu shayim afilu b'chayehen are called metim even if they're alive. What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean, b'mot ha-meit? If he ha-meit, mate? If he's dead. So what do you mean, I don't want him to die? He's already dead. Ella, b'mot ha-meit means people who are dead, meaning for all intents and purposes they're dead. I don't want them to really die because I want them to be able to do tshuva and be alive. So elu resha'in, shafilu b'chayehem, kuryim metim. U'minayim sha'at satikim, afilu b'mitatan kuryim chayim, tichtiv. Vayomer Hashem Elav, Zot Haaretz, Asher Nishbati LaAvraham LiTzarek LaYaakov LeMor, LeZarecha Etnenu. But what's the meaning of the LeMor? Ma Tamud Lomar LeMor? Omar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, before Moshe died, Lech VeEmor LaAvot Kol Ma Sh'Itneiti Lachem Asiti LeVnechem Achareichem. I did everything that I promised you, and I brought your children out of Mitzrayim, and I brought them to Eretz Yisrael. So, I mean, if Moshe is supposed to have a discussion with the Avot, so obviously, that means that Tzadikim know what it is that takes place in Olam Hazeh, even after they die. And therefore, they're called Chaim, even Le'achar Misa. And that's why I'm telling you, for you to be jumping over these kvarot is disgusting. Now, getting to the din of the actual ktiva of Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, how about if you were Irei V'Tarot Yot? How about if one ode touches another, which is Tarovas, essentially? In other words, it's not a clear-cut surrounding of Gvil around every ode. So, Itanuye Tani Kosher, Itanuye Tani Pasul. So, the some have a bright that it says parcel, and some have a bright that it says kosher. So, how do we explain it? So, Raviti, Bishem, Rabbi Shimon, Bishem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Manda, am I the one who brought the bright that it says kosher? He's talking about where the otiot are touching each other, where it's milamata. So, basically, what happened is you wrote the entire ot, because you write the ot from the sirtot milamala. So the oath was formed. And then when you came all the way to the end, after the oath was already formed, then as you were moving your pen, it touched the next oath. So over there it's kosher. Man Yom HaPasur is talking about where the negia is milamala. So that means that before you finish completing the tzurat ha'ot, it was already nichtav bipsu, and therefore it would be pasul. Now the Gemara explains, let's say, you have a place where you have artsenu, tifartenu, so over there you have a nun, and you have a vav. So let's say the regal of the vav touches the nun. So then it would be kosher. But if the top of the vav touches the top of a nun, it would be pasul. But let's say you have the word artzika, so then the chof hasofit touches the tzadi before it, so then you need to discover how it was written, tzricha, or if you had tifartecha. Let's say the chof of the tifartecha, which is a chof sofit, it's touching the tof, so then it's in the middle. So then tzricha, then we don't know what the din is, because that's, well, we can't be sure what was lamal or lamata. Another thing that Ravidi said, but also B'Shem Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan, was Ravidi, B'Shem Reb Shimon and B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Yamod Adam, B'Makom Gavoa V'Yitpalel, but you have to stay in the Lashon Bavli as Yamod B'Makom Namoch V'Yitpalel, because you're not supposed to be the Gaiva, if Ne Hashem. Matam, Om Rebaba, Breder of Papi, it says, Mima Amakim, Kiraticha Hashem, from a place that is low, that is where I am. Mitpalel. And yet another mimer of Ravidi B'Shem Reb Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan is Om Ravidi B'Shem Reb Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Lo Yamod Adam V'Yitpalel V'Tzarich Lin L'Kavav. If a person has to go to the bathroom, he has to first go to the bathroom, and then he has to. Then he can be mitpalel, but otherwise he can't. And we're going to see that if he can be miming himself until after the tefillah, so then at least the tefillah is okay. Matam, how do we know this? Because it says hikon likrat avotecha Yisrael. The lashon of hikon means to make yourself muhan, so that your body and your mind and your concentration would be in a matzav to be able to daven. Omer of Alexandria, the meaning of shmor raglecha kasher telecha beit Elohim means to be careful shmor atzvacha from the garbage that comes out mibein raglecha. Meaning there should not be any urine or anything that is inappropriate, and don't daven when you need to urinate either. Hada de tema, what we're talking about over here, is bedakin. Dakin is the way they refer to ktanim, meaning for urine. Avo begasim is the way they refer to gedolim. So the din over there is im yochol lisbol, if you would be able to continue walking during this period, and you wouldn't need desperately to go to the bathroom, so then you're mutter to be yisbol, mutter to be sovel, until you get to a place where you can go to the bathroom. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba B'Shem Rav Acha says, Shmor Raglecha Kasher Telech El Beit Elohim means Shemor Atzmecha, prepare yourself, Shetein Nikra El Beit Elohim, when you will be called to the house of the Lord, which means you will be called to the Shamayim, to the Bezden Shamala, Shetei Tahor V'Naki, that you shouldn't have any Chatoyim to answer for. Omer Rabbi Abba, when it says, Yehi Mikorcha Boruch, your mokar means Yehi Mikra Achal Kever Boruch. When you are called to your death, it should be a good time for you. That is to say that you should be well prepared, that when your time comes, you should be Boruch, meaning you shouldn't be someone that people look at as Oror full of Chatoyim. Omer Rabbi Brachia, what is the meaning of Eit Laledet Ve'Eit Lamut? I mean, we need Shlomo HaMelech to tell me this brilliant insight that there's a time to be born and a time to die. But rather, what Shlomo HaMelech was saying is Ashrei Adam She'sha'at Mitato Ki'sha'at Lidato. A person should always keep in mind that the same Eit Laledet that he passed through and began with purity, just B'sha'at Lidato, he was Naki, Kach B'sha'at Mitato, he should be Naki, and he should remember, should keep in mind that these two things are indeed interrelated in his mind, so that as a person becomes more aware of the process of his entire life from cradle to grave, he should see to it that everything that happened in the middle does not affect the pikudon that is marzir the borbo. What's the din? Man, a merchatz is a merchatz, even if it's not in service. A bathroom is a bathroom, even if it's not in service. Mar Ukva Omer. An Chazira is the equivalent of a Beit Kisei Metutal Havi. Rabbi Yonah Boy, An Etzerara Dagif Yama Mar. Omer Abami Asya, Hoyre Rabbi Yirmeya Ma'avale Befilios, Veloz Samchina Tuit, Iluye. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmeya, Ochel Ben Achilat Arai, in your tefillin, Veino Ochel Ben Achilat Kva. Yoshen Bem Shinat Arai, Veino Yoshen Bem Shinat Keva, because Shema Yafiach Ben. Itano Itani Mivorech Pa'amachat, and Itano Itani Pa'amayim. Man Diyome Pa'amachat, okay, obviously, but Man Diyome Mivorech Shtei Pa'amayim, what the heck? It's talking about Ochel Vinani Lui, Omri Bezira, Kaima Abba Bar Yirmiya, that obviously the first one was also talking about Ochel, except it was referring to Achilat Arai. Reb Zira b'Shem Reb Abba lo yikanes olam lebeit ha-mayim u'svarav v'tfilav b'yadav. Reb Yochanan, karav yisif Reb Yadei avi yoiv leil ha-choran, karav yitfila yiluya havi koyim bo. Matnita pligal abar bar yirmiya, nichnas adam lebeit ha-mayim u'svarav v'tfilav b'yadav. Om Reb Zira kaima abba bar yirmiya. Kan b'yochol alof shan before the day is out, kan b'she'enu yochol alof shan. Tolchen mitzvah lo avid bon, az lamur mavazilon. Rishona, you know Timotom Lachavrihim, Loyotimota, Borchim, it came to Shemirichim Bechorian. Kishikiro told my self with the suicide, so it came to Shiatam Nichnas from Beador, Yakov Rach, Shem Rebizirama, Vohu, Shebiom Kedel of Sham, Avri, main Biom Kedel of Sham, Asur, why, the Mitzvah of Avipon, Lomo Mevazima. Maisha Barbara, the Yeshua Ben Levi Omar, Manda of Itavut. Oselem kis shotefach v'notnam alibo matam shivite Hashem l'negdi tamid. Taman amarim koshe eno kelisha abba al knafayim lo yilbash et tefilin. Rebbe Zira b'shem Rebbe Abba bar Yirmiya lo yikanes adam lebet hakvarot v'yatsa tzarchav sham. V'masar kin halav hakatuv omer lo yiglorash karaf oseyot. Daloma Rebbe Chia Rabba, Rebbe Yonatan, ima achim kumei arsit, Rebbe Shimon ben Yosef, Rebbe Kvaria, for Rebbe Yonatan mafasea al kivraya. Omele Rebbe Chia Rabba, kedon ino neymar, look at this idiot, lamachar ino gabon vino meikin lan. Omele, what? Vachachimun ino klum, lo king chtiv, vameti meidom yadim uuma. Omele, it's a good thing somebody taught you how to read. Vikrot ata yodea, but lidrosh ina ta yodea. For heaven's sakes, look at the context. Chayim yodim shiyamutu. That's tzadikim shafil b'mitatan kruim chayim. V'amitim inam yodim u'uma. Elo reshaim shafilu b'chayim kruim metim. Minayin sharesha'im afilu b'chayim kruim metim. Shema kiloach potz b'mot ha-met. How such thing possible? V'chi ha-met met. Elo reshaim shafilu b'chayim kruim metim. Minayin sharesha'im afilu b'mitatan kruim chayim. תכתב היום אליו, זאת הארץ אשר נשבעת, לא נצחק ליעקב לאמור, מה תעבוד לומר לאמור? אמר לו את משה, לך ואמור לעבוד, כל מה שהתניתי לכם, עשיתי לבניכם אחריכם. יראה את האותיות, איתנו איתנו כשר, ואיתנו איתנו פסול. ובאר בשם רבי שמעון, בשם רבי יוחנן, מה אתה אומר כושר, סתם כבר מלמנת? מה אתה אומר פסול, סתם כבר מלמל? טוב, לצי, ארצנו, תפארתנו, ארצך. Bitzrich, Tifartecha, Bitzrich, because we have one long goat to one next to one small goat. Rabbi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yam, the Dumbo Mokum Gavoa, the Pelel. Matam, Om Rababa, Reder Papi, Mema Amakim, Kirati Hashem. Om Ravidi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yam, the Damit Pelel, the Tzarkle, the Kavab, Matam, he called me Kratelo Echa Yisrael. Om Rabbi Shmor, Raglecha, Kashetelech, Beit Elohim. Min shmor atzbecha manatipina yotzi mibein raglecha. Hada the tema bedakin, avu begasinim yachol izbol, izbol. Rabbi Yaakov barabaya b'shem lebarcha shmor raglecha kashatelech al beit Elohim. Min shmor atzbecha, shekishetei nikra al beit Elohim, shetei tahor v'naki. Om Rabbi Abba yehi mikorcha baruch, means yehi nikra achal hakever baruch. Om Rabbi Rachya, eit aledet ve'eit lamut, what's that supposed to mean? אשרי אדם ששעת מיטתו כשעת לידתו, מה שעת לידתו נקי, כך בשעת מיטתו יהיה נקי.
So the Libra today should please be in the Zecher and the Rav Shmuel Yaakov, the Tzvik Matisyo from the Sierra Saints. because we missed out a little bit of the recording. It did record. We just missed a little bit. If you don't mind, just make sure that we have it. Let's start once again. It'll go quickly. After the story of Rabbi Yochanan that he would wear his tefillin all the time, and let's start with Karavi Yozer Maaska. So kind of about a third of the way down. The Kavod of Zomas, okay? When Rabbi Yochanan would be going to the bathhouse, Kimachar Magiyah to the Lairon, Ayokot San. When he got to the bathhouse attendance area, that's where he would take off his tefillin. Now, I mentioned to you on Friday that the correct gears is probably to move the earlier piece where it says over there, Frek the Gemara, Ve'enu Asa Mishum Erva. How could he bring his tefillin in there in the first place? The bathhouse attendant is usually in the place where people are naked. So why would it, we'll see later on, you're supposed to take off the tefillin before you get into the inner area of the bath. There's always an area outside and a change area than the actual makom where the olayron is. So the Gemara wants to know how he did that. That he made sure, and there weren't other people there, so he made sure that he would always wear an undergarment, even inside. And therefore there was no problem of Erva. Then getting back to the way our city goes, Omrib Yitzchak Ad Yaakov to Musah Hayalov Shan, that he would not put them on until he got back to Yaakov, the turmus seller. They used to sell these little beans afterwards, in the Golan. The Druze, they sell the turmusim up there. It's just about the only place you can get them. But at the waterfall in the Golan, El Al, I think it's called. They always hang around, the Druze kids hang around selling turmus. So the Karabi Nafek, when he would go out Matzi from the Beth House, Havi Yavin La, they would give it to him. The Karavi Maisin La, and when they would bring it to him, Havi Omar Domilsi, he would say the following. Now there's another Gersa which is probably more correct. It's Havi Mani Maisin La, if they would take their time bringing it. In other words, if they wouldn't bring it right away, then he would say the following while he was waiting. Shnei Aronot ayu malchim in Yisrael b'midbar. Aronot shel chayei olamim v'aronot shel yotzei. So the Klal Yisrael was carrying always two aronot in the midbar. One was the Aron HaBris, and the other was the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Umot Olam would say, Mati bancho shnei aronot alalu. What are these two aronot you're carrying? Boyu Yisrael b'midbar. One of them is the Aron of Yosef, and one of them is the Aron of chayei olamim. So they would be Messiah then. They would say, but Yashallah Runa made the Yot Malaki on Aronosh of Chayolamim. It's a contradiction in terms. You guys are crazy. Because this one Yosef kept everything that was written in this one. Why did he used to say that? He wanted to say something. I mean, he was sitting there without his tefillin. He needed to be Isaac and Terah and the mayor. So he said that. But he had nothing else to say. It was the only thing he ever said when he was waiting for his tefillin. And the Gelfer was a rather creative individual. Why did he say some of his other verse? He was being makanta then that they were delaying bringing in his tefillin. What do you think all of this covet is here that we're coming in with these people that are helping me? And I said, because of Shemiras HaMitzvot. But don't go in the Mevatel Mitzvot to me now. You're taking your time to be Mevatel Mitzvot soon. I got to sit here and wait for you guys to put on my tefillin. So, how exactly are you Mubarak on your tefillin? The Zreka Meshem Rabbi Yaakov Aridi says, Kishnotin al Yad, if you put tefillin shal Yad, you say, Baruch Hashem Kishanu Tzav Tzivanu al Mitzvat Tefillin. When you put the tefillin on the roach, Ma'al Omer, Baruch Hashem Kishanu Tzav Tzivanu al Mitzvat Anachat Tefillin. Kishuru Chol Tzan, Ma'al Omer, you take off the tefillin. This was the minhag in Yerushalayim, in the Yerushalmi, and we'll see why. It's really my focus. We don't pass it. Like this Bani Omar. You say, Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav, Mitzvanu Lishmor Chukav. But this is going according to Bani Omar, who holds that there's a chiyuv to remove the tefillin at night. Because he darshens v'shabatem et ha-chukah hazot miyamim miyamima to be an actual mitzvah, as I say, keep it only miyamim. So Mela, it says it's a chukah, so when you take it off, you say the shmor chukotah. So I'm keeping the chukah in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's asik man yama b'chukah still not kras medagar. That even though there's two mitzvahs in that parasha, b'chor and tefillin, that the miyamim miyamima is a reference to tefillin. However, there's also Bam Yomar, Bram, Commando Omar, the Chukas HaPesach across from the Dagger Logadah. If you all is referring to the essential Chukah, which is the Chukah Pesach that begins the whole story, then it's not referring to this at all. It wouldn't be a Brocha of the Shmo Chukah. Yeah, if this is the correct version. Yeah. Rabbi Abu Bishem Rabbi Yezer says Hanotein Tefillin Balayla Over Baaseh. And he taka to be over an Isser. This Rasei Umatam Mishamarta the Chukah Hazot Vemoda Miyamim Yamima, which means Yamim Velo Leilot. And Yamima means just your regular days. Prat Shabbatot Liyamim Tovim. So you don't put on your throne on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Really? But Rabbi Abu Yasve Matni Baramse Vitzvilu Yaluye, we see Rabbi Abu sitting and learning at night, and he's swearing his throne. They weren't on him properly. He was just keeping them on him for Shmirah. You'll notice that they were off to the side, and his yad wasn't in the right place, because he was Badafka not putting his tefillin on. So it's Kamin Pikadon Ayub Biyado. He simply wanted to make sure that his tefillin were mishumaros as much as possible. So he kept them on his body, but not to be yotzi of them. Each deboi meimar, lo omar elahanotein, others who want to say that this Isser of Yamim Yamima is only not to put on tefillin. Avo im hayu alav mi ba'od yom mutar, if you're wearing a tefillin anyway from before, there's not a chiyuv to be chaylis a tefillin. So if Rabbi Abu continued to wear his tefillin, it was because he had worn them before. And east of Boy Neymar, there's also another lashon that says, Nishmeinu min hada, we can learn out this din of Yom Tovim and Shabbatot from a different pasuk. It says, V'haya lecha le'ot. This is et shehu lecha le'ot, that the tefillin should be le'ot ayadecha, but not where there's another oat. Prat li'amim tovim v'shabbatot, shekulan oat. Over there, the day itself is an oath, so on that day there's no fear of tefillin. I thought, didn't we learn that out already from Yamima, that Prat Shabbatot Yamim Tovim? Well, it's true that this is going only let Amar of Yochana. Kol Mila Delon Mechabra Misamchir Lamin Atrin Sagi. Rabbi Yochana said that there are many things where we don't really have a clear mark. So esmachtot, these are both esmachtot we will often bring from many areas, because it doesn't mean that the Torah specifically was referred to. We keep putting you remozim in the Torah to it, and there's different remez, one from Yamima, one from Ayulach Halaot, and these are halachos mekubalos. Now it says Taman Tanina, we learned that nashim va'avadim peturim min hakriyashma min hatfilin. Nashiminai. How do we know that women are paturas minat feeling? Because it says limatem otam et binechem, and it says this together with Vayulach Halaot. So in other words, it's comparing the din of tefillin to the din of Talmud Torah. Just like the din of Talmud Torah says et binechem below et binotechem, we then take the next step and say et shu chayav b'Talmud Torah chayav b'tefillin. Nashim she'inan chayavot b'talmud Torah, einan chayavim b'tefillin. Hey, Tevun asks the Gemara, what about Michal bat Kushi? Michal, who was Shaul's daughter, Shaul was called Kushi at times, right in the pasuk. as we said, Makushi Mishune Ba'oro, Akshahu Mishune Ba'asav, he was so miyuchad. But anyway,
it's
called Kush.
Kush,
Ben Yimini, the great Kush Ben Yimini. Kush Ben Yimini is called Shoal, and that's why it was called Kush. So we refer to Michal, who is particularly beautiful also, as Michal Bat Kushi, that element of Shaul. But in any event, she used to wear tefillin. So I thought you were saying women don't wear tefillin. And here I tell a bunch of tefillin. How about Ishto Shul Yonah, Yonah Navi's wife? She was also an early woman's liver. And Haita Olav Regalim, she used to go after Regalim also. Lo Michu Biadeh Chachamim. Nobody said anything to her. So this, of course, is going according to the sheet that it holds, that if a woman is mutseit, she's not chayevis, that she shouldn't be mekayim, when we fasted. But lamaisa, if someone is an ena mitzvah b'dover, it doesn't mean that they can't go be mekayim b'dover. So isn't that a problem to you who are learning that over here she's excluded? Says Rav Chisky, Rav Shem, Rav Ruhu, no, it's not a problem at all. You're not familiar with the historical facts. Ishtosho yonahu shiva. In fact, she was prevented, the Chachonim stopped her from wearing tefillin, and Michal Bat Kushi, Michu, or Hushva rather, they prevented from going up, they sent her back from Yerushalayim, and Michal Bat Kushi, Michu Biyadah Chachamim. I mean, she was a pretty tough woman, and they couldn't do much about her, but they were mocha, that she shouldn't be wearing tefillin. Now, you didn't know. I know that they did. And Lori Siraya, you didn't have a Kabbalah that Michu Biyadah. I'm not telling you Michu Biyadah. To not tell you, nichlas l'merchatz. Now, this we learned in a brisa. When one walks into a merchatz, there's three different areas. So the open area, first, where you pay your money and get your towel and so on. So makom shebnei adam legushim, over there you can sit and learn. Yesha mikra, you can keep your tefillin on. Ein tzarich levin put on your tefillin. Ein tzarich lomar she'ilat shalom. You can say your shalom, even though Shmo Shalakadosh Baruch to your friend, and you could put your tefillin on the tchila. No, thank tefillin. It's actually, there's another gear that says earlier Yesha Mikra, it's tefila, so that you can daven there. And here we refer to tefillin. You could put your tefillin on, then Zerakwam Shalom Yakwaza. For sure, you have to take off your tefillin. Then you have the next area, in which you have Mikitatan Arumim and Mikitan Labushim. So we have a dressing room. Some people are dressed, some people are undressed. Yesham she'elat shalom, but ain sham lo mikra v'lo tefila. You see, probably for his tefila too. Ve'en ocho lights tefila. You don't have to take off your tefillin, but ain o notein. You don't put on your tefillin. Havo ain o lo sham, but you certainly don't put your tefillin on your way out. Achi etem otar shucho kol tavrekatz. You don't put them on when you're coming out of the Beit HaMerkatz until you're after the Beit HaMerkatz completely. So be merakik yourself from what you were just facing him. The dog is Sayyeh Kalamar Rabbi Yitzchak. This, of course, is a riot to what Rabbi Yitzchak said before about Rabbi Yochanan, that he wouldn't put his tefillin on until he got to the house of Yaakov to Musa. And that was completely outside of the... And you shouldn't say that once you get to the outside chamber to put your tefillin on, because having gone to the mikvah, you first leave the whole place. You know, that's why he had to wait until they brought him his tefillin. Which is why when he said his little drush over there about the Shnei Alonot.
That would mean he's not in the courtyard.
That's right.
I'm thinking about the Mikvah Masada.
That I can't tell you, courtyard. But here's my friend to another Rishos. Rabbi Yirmi Abok and Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, what's the din of the Merkatz that's only open during the summertime? And it's not open during the winter. So during the winter, is it considered to be a merkatz? You say once they clean it out, they're not going to use it now for the rest of the year until next summer. Well, a merkatz, I will be shaking my head. Says the bit of a merkatz is not because at this particular point it's dirty and smells or anything like that. It once it's kavur as a merkatz, it's a merkatz. Beit HaKisei is a Beit HaKisei. Once it's used up, be shaking both, so it may be clean. But at this point, it's a Beit HaKisei, and it's the same as any other Beit HaKisei. Marukva Amar. An Chazira, Beit HaKisei Mitultal Havi. A Chazir is a walking bathroom. So the Mela, anywhere around is considered to be inside of Beit HaKisei. You have to be marking Arba Amis from it. It's always sticking its snout and Tefil, and Lamaisis, same as a chamber pot. Rabiona boy, on Soradati Piava Mar, how about the little rods that you use on fishing? Sorot, come on.
Gravel.
How about the gravel on the edge of the Kinneret, very often have people using that area to go to the bathroom. Do you have to assume that it's a dirty or not? So Omra Ami, I'll tell you, Asya, Omra Ami Asya, rather, Hori Rabiyumya, Mavala Bethulius. He said that it's okay if you put a dust bag over it. And that's enough. You don't have to be chayshat for the kach that there's a reyach there and so on. Not to be voting. But most often, the truth is we're not simcha. We assume that an area that is generally used for defecation, we treat it like mamash bathroom. Rabbi Zeir of Hashem Abu Bar Yirmiya, he says, "Ofel ben achilat arai. If you're wearing a tefillin, you can eat an achilat arai, but you can't eat achilat keva." You can sleep in your tefillin sheinat arai, but you cannot sleep in them sheinat keva because we're afraid that it may release gas, which is also during your sleep wearing tefillin. So he can't be shamer himself.
Maybe
the gears in the what are you doing with the different gears? What are you using, show me. Oh, would you get it? Oh, yeah, I'm saying you got it for that part. It's hard to get. Yeah. Yeah. He's to know Itani. What's the gears of the answer to this?
He has
Okay, it means dependent on that. We'll see later on, maybe. So it's not going to make much of a difference. He's to know Itani. The Boris Bahamahad. And east, Tani Memorat Knepiami. The one on Yom holds, you make the bracha once, and you don't have to go ahead, if you took your tefillin off, you don't have to go ahead now and be Mavorach again when you put them on after eating. The Mandyom of Hamak Snake, Mandyom of Mavorach Shepami, the one who says you have to make the bracha afterwards is a problem, because I thought, but you're allowed to eat. If you're allowed, any time that you take your tefillin off, I'm allowed to put them back on. If the reason that you took them off was not something that was actually in the time of you to take them off, then you have to make a bracha. If you did something in your tefillin that meant you had to not be wearing tefillin at that point, then you need to make a bracha when you put them on. If you're telling me that you're allowed to eat, so why? Just because this guy is more makbid and he took his tefillin off to eat, and then he puts it on, why would he have to make another bracha?
What?
Yeah, of course you don't.
Unless you
don't
make a bracha again.
Yeah, of course you do. Unless you just urinate. Omer Ebi Zira, Kaima Avavar Birmia, Ba'ofa Ben Akilat Arai. So the Ba'ofa Bar Yirmiya explained that the Ba'ofa Ben Akilat Arai is what we were marking, not Akilat Keva. So if you're eating Akilat Keva, you have to take them off. If you have to take them off, then you have to put them back on with a bracha.
Is it the name of Nesaf Adat or Bizoyan?
Of what?
The different things that we do or are not allowed.
The Lekatchila is the Nesaf Adat, and the B'di'evet that you have to take them off is Bizoyan.
So no,
we'll get to the urination. We're about to talk about it.
Smoking or reading.
Smoking is a chila. It's a barai, it's smoking. Rabbi Zira Hashem Rababa, lo yikanes adam the Beit Hamayim. Person should not walk into it at one. It's as big as a bizoyan is eating. That's part of your normal. This is the way you eat.
Talking on the phone?
No, stinky. So that's because of Ezek Hadass. If you're that time, you can remember your tefillin, even though you're thinking and less dain bainish and so on. First, you should not go into an area that's used for urination, the Beit HaMayim, which is far off between the Yadav. and he holding his svarim on his tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan could obviously for b'yodin, but Rabbi Yochanan had his sefer in his hand. He would give it to somebody else to hold while he went to the bathroom. Could have him tefillin yodin. If he was wearing his tefillin, Avikayim Bami would urinate wearing his tefillin. Now, Masnisa Pliga al Abba Bar Yirmiya. Apparently, Abba Bar Yirmiya is wrong based on this brisa. Because here it says, Nifnat Adam Lebeit Amayim Musvav Tefillah Biyadu, that you should go into the bathroom holding your svarmash. Some don't have the gears of svarav, but just tefillah. Holding your tefillin. Well, Mirebi Zira. It's not true that it's against him. Because what he understands is like this. He's finding that since if you're going to be able to put on your tefillin, so it means it's not late in the day, you're going to put on your tefillin again. So you're still being Isaac in the mitzvah tefillin. If you're being Isaac in the mitzvah tefillin, so then fine, then you keep them with you the whole time. Once it's too late to use your tefillin, they should be put away. Because telachein mitzvah l'rafid ban, you're not about to do any mitzvah with them. Shalom u'mevazihon. Why are you being mevazi your tefillin, holding them with you in places where they shouldn't be? Put them in a locker. Mashenkin, if you're going to be walking around with them and putting them on as soon as you're able to, and it's still daylight, so you're not up there. Understand, over there, now you have to do something. Now the truth is, Barishana, they used to hand their tefillin to other people. Now, you could please hold my tefillin for me while I use the bathroom. Again, referring over to a bathroom that's miyuchad only for urinating, not a real bathroom, although it's like he said. So, and what a bathroom means is simply an area on the ground where people use for urinating. It's not, it doesn't have to be that makom kavua for us to be discussing this area as long as there's something there. And there was no problem, but there was a logistical problem. People used to run away with the tefillin. This becomes rather expensive. So by you not know Tanu Borchim, Yikinosh Yul Menachim B'Chorim. So they would be zakein to put the tefillin in a locker right outside the bathroom. V'kishira Oto Maaseh, when that horrible story happened, so then Yikinosh Yadam Nechnas Fein B'Yado. And they were mitakein to keep the tefillin in your hand when you go in. The terrible story isn't brought here, but it's brought in the Bavli, in which a guy had put his tefillin in the locker, went into the bathroom. Meanwhile, this woman comes along, sees the tefillin, grabs the tefillin, goes to Beis HaMedrash, and says, well, I don't know, somebody, you gave me these tefillin to spend the night with me. I just want you to know what kind of people you have here in the Beis HaMedrash. The guy hears what she says, it goes up to the roof, jumps off the roof. So they decided they're not going to allow tefillin in lockers anymore. Rabbi Yaakov Barach, b'shem Rabbi Zira Omar, v'ushiyeh b'yom k'day l'lov sham. But this is still only if there's enough time left in the day to put on your tefillin again. Aval im b'yom k'day l'lov sham. If anyway there's not enough time, osur d'lachein mitzvah l'avidbon. You're not going to be doing any more mitzvahs today with your tefillin. Lama u'mavuiz mevazilon. Why then is he walking into the bathroom with them? Let him make sure of taking care of his tefillin at this point. Maisha barbe v'shem Levi Omar. Man, the avod tavus, somebody who wants to do things right, have a very simple solution. Othelem kishel tefach, which means you make a little container. The container should have a tefach in it. There's a tefach, it's a din of an ol b'fnei atzma. So you make a little box. And you put this box around your neck, and then nothing on a lipo. And that's the best thing, because that way, anyway, they're like in a difference. They're inside of a box, so you can walk into the bathroom with them. And then you're being Mekayim, Matan, Shivit Yashem, Lamegditami. You always have your tefillin with you. And so, Bemela, there's no problem. Obviously, it would have to be one inside of another. You have to put inside of a tefillin zekel. And then you have it inside of a tefach, HaKol B'Seder. Tamana Rina. And over there, in Bavel, they say, this business of running around wearing tefillin is crazy. If you're not in a madrega like Elisha Balkanafayim with a goof nuki and then makshaves nekiim and a willingness for besiris nefesh for your tefillin, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. By the way, there were many, many generations that people did not put on tefillin at all. At all. There was a massive movement during the Middle Ages by the by the Gedalia Torah to insist that tefillin should be worn even though you're not Kelly Shabbat HaKafayim, which is whence came the minhag to put the tefillin on every single day, but to take them off as quickly as possible. In other words, to be Yotzei, because otherwise, I mean, they saw the Shtakachas Torah's tefillin. I mean, we're going to forget about tefillin totally. People won't wear tefillin to be kakafid lomach, tefillin to be a man, and that's crazy. But the hot kidei kakfi mach, but never to put on tefillin, that they held was wrong. So even people who don't know how to be clean as much as they should be. So fine, it's like today we say you should daven. You know, the Ikra, then you're not allowed to daven the way we daven, with our kavana and so on. It's better not to daven. But, I mean, what do you say? The Chabad group about the whole Nezvila. So you say, okay, you should daven anyway. That's which comes, of course, Megillah Halacha, in cases where anyway, where Kavanah's Bible say, well, today anyway, you don't have Kavanah's, what's the difference then? So same thing was true about the Tefillin, but certainly not that's why we take them off immediately after saying Asher, right? Because we can wait till the end of the Havana.
So in the language, people, Jews were
all that? No, not necessarily. It was a different minhag in Bavel, but it became to the extent that people were mocked. Right? They saw that they were becoming less and less Kaddish Vatar as the Gullus became more and more powerful.
Was this
issue about confining
the
Romans? Yeah, the Romans ran after him. So. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, lo yikaneis adam lebeit hakvarot v'yatzet rachav sham. Mimbatsa kein alav hakatuv omer lo yiglorash harek oseiru. A person shouldn't use a beit hakvarot to use as a bathroom. And if he does that, it's like laughing at the dead. Now Dilma, Reb Chiya Ruba, Reb Yonah, do you remember that the word Dilma the Yerushalmi means Maisa Shahada, which is what it means in the Bible also, except we say Dilma, we say it, so maybe the case is, but what it really means, the case. That's all it means. So Dilma, it means literally. The case was that Reb Chiya Ruba and Reb Yonatan, Hayumahas and Kumiyaras, Reb Shimon Bar Yosef Bar Lakunya, they were walking at the Levaya in front of the Mita of Reb Shimon Bar Yosef Bar Lakunya, and Reb Yonatan was Mifasei Akiva. He jumped on the other floor in order to keep up with the Mita, as we see many people do. So Reb Chiya Ruba said to him, Kedon Ina Neymar. So you know what the people that you're jumping on are saying. What a jerk. Tomorrow he's with us. And being a naked line, he's got a chip on his shoulder, he's walking around thinking that he could be Messiah Ross. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi Yonatan said to him, what, the Chachimu in Klum? These guys know anything. It says the dead don't know anything. What's the difference if I'm jumping over the cavern? Oh, Malay. So he said, well, Likrota Tayode, I see you learned how to read. Unfortunately, Likrota Tayode, nobody taught you anything about understanding things. It says, Ki Akayim Yodim Shiyamutu. What's the check? Yachayim yodim shiyamutun tzadikim. Hadar arafilo bimitatan kuim chayim. They know shiyamutun. But hametim einam yodim uuma. That means people that are already dead, they don't know anything. That's for sure. They're already dead. Afilo b'chayim kuim meitim. They know they're going to die. It crosses their mind they're going to die. Minayin charashayim afilo b'chayim kuim meitim. How do we know that the reference to Amitim in Am Yadim Uuma is not literally the dead people? It's the Rishayim. Shenema Kiloach Post B'mot Hamet. Akash says, I don't want the dead man to die. Okay, Hamet, what do you mean? A dead man doesn't die. Dead man's dead. So obviously this mate ain't dead. So how do you have a mate that's not dead? He must be a Rasha, who is a mate. He can also die. So Akash Baruch says, Kiloach Post B'mot Hamet. I don't want this walking dead man to actually die. I'd rather you do tshuva with you. Halelu Rishayim Shafilu B'chayim Kruim Metim. Uminayit Shat Tzadikim Afilu B'mitatam Kruim Chayim. How do we know that Tzadikim are alive? This Yushami means in the sense that they are aware and can communicate even in death. Tikhti Vayom Re'lav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zot ha'aretz asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov l'emor. What's this l'emor business? Matav l'om l'emor. I should just say, asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yaakov l'zarecha etmena. So what's the l'emor? So what he said was, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech ve'emor la'avot, kol mashit neiti lachem asiti v'dechem achareichem. Tell them, Moshe, after you die, that you saw me be Makai in the Shvua. So obviously, Moshe is able to communicate with the ovens. Yireh et ha'otiyot. Now we're talking about in terms of the ksiva. Somebody who touched one oath to another. So he's been doing tani karsh, he's been doing tani pas. One man yomet says karsh, one man yomet says pas. Rabbi Edi, b'shem Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, it says like this, man yomet kosher. If you hold that a negiyah of an oath is kosher, it's only the milamat. It's referring to after you wrote the oath, then it became a chubar. So it is on the bottom of the oath, you start the oath at the place where you have the sirtut. You work the oath down. So let's say there's a nun, and you now attach the vav to the nun on the bottom, to the regal of the nun. By the time it got there, it was already a kosher vav. So it doesn't make any difference. So the nun was kosher, the vav was kosher. Mandam raposo, starting by the lamal, let's say, artenu, tifartenu. So the nun could be attached to the vav even with the top of the nun, artenu, or the bottom of the nun, artenu. Right? The bottom of the nun could extend out, touch the vav, or tifartenu. That's the same thing. Now, Artzicha, over there, Tzricha, over there, it's not clear, because if the Tzadik touches the Chav in Artzicha, we're not certain whether the Chav Sofit is considered to be a letter at the point that it touches the Tzadik, and then we're just being Marich as the end of it, beneath the Tzadik, or whether it's not considered to be a Chav until it already reached the end, in which case it would be the same thing as Milamala. So there at Tzricha, there we don't have a clear sheet on. So I think with Tifartecha, if the Ekev of the Tav touches the Chav at that point, what the Din would be. That's Tzricha.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Vav, when it touches the bottom of the Nun, is already a total Vav. But the Chav is a total Chav, except that it's missing its continuation. So the Darshan is that even what extends beneath the line, is that considered to be Ma'akim on the Yotzer?
But
it's
both the
Yotzer and the Vav. Yeah,
saying,
of course. So when
I'm
the Vav,
when I'm hitting it at the end.
Of the Vav.
At the very end of its formation is when it touches.
Right. And there was already another discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Ravidi, Rav Shimon, B'shem Rav Yaisa, Lo Ya'amod Adam B'makom Gavoa V'Yitzpalel. A person should not stand on a place that is high to daven. Matam. A person shouldn't daven when he needs to go to the bathroom. Matam, he kol nekrat elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to meet your God.
Which would mean Muslims, right? Not that.
Yeah, but it certainly includes being a man. Omer of Alexandria, when it says Shmor Raglecha Kasher Teilecha Beit Elohim, watch your feet when you go into the house of the Lord. It means Shmor Atacham Natipin Ayotzek Vibein Raglecha. Don't need to urinate, so watch what's between your legs when you go into the Beit HaKnesset. How does the Tamar Kedakim? This is talking about urination. Avol Begasi Mimiyachol Isbo. It's possible though that we're not worried about a spontaneous defecation. So over there, okay, well, Mike, it's not ma'akiv if you would be able, since if you'd be able to walk Arba Amos without a problem and so on. Rabbi Yaakov Arabaya, B'shem Rav Acha, Shemor Rak Lekar Kasher Telech Al Beit Elohim, Shemor Atzmecha, Kishetehe Nikra Al Beit Elohim, Shetehe Tahar V'Naki. The way to understand this pasuk is, watch yourself for when you are called to the house of God to give over the din of your life, meaning at your death. Watch yourself that you should be in a state that you're proud to come in. On Rav Abba, we find the same, Yehe Mikorcha Baruch. Mikorcha, Yehe Mikorcha Lekever Baruch. The call to your grave should be a blessed call to you. On Rav Brachya, Eit La Ledet Ve'et Lamut. Ashrei Adam Shisha'at Mitato. Yishaat Leidato. Shlomo HaMelech puts these two together because Eit Laledet Veit Lamut. Happy is the man that's Mekuyamah, that the time of his Eit Lamut is similar to his Eit Laledet. Ma Shaat Leidato Naki, Af Yishaat Mitato, Yehi Naki.
Is that the source for the Tzadikim dying?